I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia braces for the impact of COVID-19, but who has the most to lose from a strict lockdown? Plus, people in Nepal hunger for the good news of Jesus Christ. By working with local Christians, one ministry has a plan to bring gospel resources into the country. That story in just a moment. But first, COVID-19 is starting to hit Russia and the countries of the former Soviet Union now. But Michael Johnson of Slavic Gospel Association estimates Russia's coronavirus progression trails 3 to 4 weeks behind that of the U.S.
You know, we go to the store and the chicken aisle is empty, or the bathroom tissue aisle is empty, and we come back the next day and it tends to be restocked because we have the supply chain infrastructure that is available to us. Over there, particularly once you get past the Ural Mountains, they don't have that luxury. So when they go to the store and certain categories of food or resources are gone, it's many times weeks until it's replenished.
Johnson says SGA has received reports from Georgia and Siberia saying citizens will suffer under an extended lockdown because many live paycheck to paycheck. So how can U.S. Christians engage? Johnson will be announcing a new call to prayer in the coming days called Christ Over COVID-19.
Because we believe that prayer is the most important thing that we can do at this particular point in time, and it's a recognition of God's sovereign hand over this entire situation.
In a time of suffering for so many people around the world, pray that Christ would strengthen his church and that many would embrace him as Lord. Meanwhile, in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic, there is good news and God is moving. Several ministries like Global Disciples work with near-culture missionaries, meaning missionaries who are local to the areas they serve. Galen with Global Disciples says this means they can push forward with spreading the gospel in 59 countries.
The members of our team in Africa and Asia and Latin America all serve in their homeland. So we haven't faced the challenge that many groups have in deciding with the disciple makers and church planters whether they should come back home during this global crisis, because they're already home. It's a beautiful thing, really.
Believe it or not, COVID-19 is actually opening gospel doors.
One of our facilitators in North India said, as we meet people, as we hear from them on the phone, there's a real fear. It's like people are on a quest for who can save them from this pandemic virus. But then he goes on to talk about how they're having opportunity to talk with people who are putting their faith in the gods and goddesses of India within Hinduism, but talking with them about the God who brings hope.
So pray wisdom and courage for near-cultural missionaries around the world.
One of our prayers is that this disease will be an eye-opener for those least reached people groups around the world to know and to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
And finally, Nepal may be a former Hindu kingdom, but its people are hungry for the gospel. We mentioned in recent weeks a new partnership between Keys for Kids Ministries and Good News Nepal. And today, they're making headway on a kids discipleship project. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says their partner in Nepal is focused on the finish line.
He has a priority to create these translations so that his kids can understand the gospel better. He has already completed the first quarter of Keys for Kids translated, and they are right now being checked by Nepalese believers for accuracy and context and making sure they're theologically correct.
Once the translation's complete, they can start working on the audio. Good News Nepal wants to air Keys for Kids programming on secular radio stations throughout the country. It's an effective way to spread the gospel because
the Nepalese people are oral learners, and so reading isn't a priority, but they do read, but they would rather listen.
So praise God for this progress and keep praying over the process.
Anytime you're translating text, it can be a challenge. And, you know, you get one word wrong in some instances, and you can lead to another gospel. Just pray for wisdom as these translations continue. Secondly, pray for funding.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional for women written by women. It uses object lessons along with the stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.